This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I've seen them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here for another hour to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. So give us a call. And we'll touch base on a lot of different shrubs and trees and all that. But I like to bring up family stuff here and there. Keep everybody abreast of what's going on in life. But my wife and I brought our two daughters to Disney on Ice this past Friday. And you know, you get excited for those things. You kind of say, all right, well, what's it going to be? But my daughter, Katie, who's 3 years old, was in awe of one of the parts of it for Frozen. And it was worth every last second. I would have done it again to see how excited it was. It's just a cool moment. I remember as a kid, my father bringing me and my Aunt Ruth and my mom to a skating show. My Aunt Ruth loves skating. She always talked about it. And we had all gone together. It was kind of like a Disney on Ice type thing. So it just brought me back to some cool memories. It was around, December, end of December when we had originally done it. And then we just did it with my kids. So it was just cool. Bring it up just to, say that it's fun to do those things. I guess I'm still a Disney kid at heart. But enough about that. Let's talk about some plants. Give me a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we had been talking about starting vegetables or different things inside this year and starting early. Now, there's a lot of great information on Burpee's website where you can buy some seeds or you can buy some plants. Now, they have a bunch of different things that you could be doing now. Maybe some herbs. Herbs are a good one. You could be looking at some of your different like lettuces, that type of thing in the garden inside, starting them inside. They don't take very long to grow on the inside. You're looking at more of like the leafy, not the the heads of lettuce are a little bit easier to do inside. They take about 30 to 50 days of maturity to maturity, so it's a little bit better. You can have that inside during the season, during the winter season. So it's just pretty cool stuff to take a look at, get some ideas. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Marlene in Massachusetts.
Marlene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, and thank you for.
Good morning.
I was just adding to what your father always stressed to do about when you plant tomatoes, that you sometimes you would take off the lower leaves and plant them deeper or in a trench style, you know, so that then they would get added root system.
Definitely, that is something that he always recommended, by taking some of the lower branching off of the tomato and rooting it a little bit differently than, not rooting it, planting a little bit differently, a little higher. It'll give it a better root structure and be a stronger plant. As I talked about earlier in the show, the what's going on under the soil is the most important. The more you do for that, the better it is for the plant. So growing more roots for a tomato would be very beneficial. So Marlene, thank you for reminding me of that. I don't always remember everything that he's had to say. Just like most kids, they try not to listen to their parents for years.
No, but I found that has helped me with my growing. And since that man called you about planting tomatoes for the first time, because when I first started, I never knew to do that either, you know, and even, you know, but don't bend them so enough that you break the stalk. That I've done that too.
Definitely.
You know, it's a tender little area that you have to do, but
have you found, how deep have you found it being successful? How much soil do you add to where it normally would be when you put it in the ground?
Oh gosh, you know, sometimes the roots don't, because I'm afraid, I kind of do the trough style, laying them down. And so sometimes I don't want to bend them too much. So then, you know, I'm not so sure that the roots are, you know, they're not like 6 inches or anything, I don't think.
It's just a little bit of of the soil to cover it. You don't want to suffocate it, but you want it to develop some of the roots. So, yeah, just definitely maybe a couple inches maximum. Don't go heavy on like 6 inches.
If the stalk is too thick and you can't really kind of do the trough style, then I just kind of just put them in a little deeper and make sure that those leaves, those bottom leaves that I took off, were just covered.
Excellent. That's some good advice. It's what the garden club is always meant to be about. About learning from others and each other, and, you know, learning from what's been successful for everyone else. So, Marlene, I really appreciate you bringing that information in, because that's going to help multiple people.
And I just hope that the white flies that I got on some tomato plants that I purchased will go in. You know, I kind of dug up the ground a little bit, hopefully to break up their lava and their eggs and stuff like that, and I just hope that they're not in my garden over winter.
Well, unfortunately, some might be, but the way to really get to it early is maybe use a systemic insecticide to kill some of that larva. It's a systemic granule. Bonide has it, that you can use that. They have one for like inside that does like fungus gnats and little things like that. They kind of help with anything that could be in the soil to get rid of it, to help, you know, for the spring. And then from there, you can definitely use any of the oils for the white flies that come out. I like the neem oil, because, especially with tomatoes, because the neem oil can be used as a fungicide as well. It's not just a insecticide, so it's got the fungicide capabilities to it. And, you know, with the, say you had any of the blight or just any type of fungus that grows on tomatoes sometimes when it's has a lot of leaves on the bottom and all through, sometimes it'll, you know, just keep some of that moisture in there to create some of that fungus. So the neem oil can actually act as a fungicide as well. So it's multifaceted type product. I'd rather use something, especially since it's organic, use something that does multiple things as a preventative as well.
Now, when you said the systemic on the ground, when would I put that in the spring?
Once the ground starts to thaw out and starts to work a little bit, you want to make sure that the ground, you know, you can dig a full shovel's worth into the soil. You know, the ground isn't just that first couple inches thawed out. You want to make sure, you're probably talking end of April, beginning of May.
Okay.
And I think that should help you, especially in some of those areas. And that could be the same time where you add some compost or some, maybe at that point, use some 10-10-10 in the garden fertilizer, you know, into the garden early to get it mixed in there. And then once you start growing those tomatoes, then switch over to the tomato tone. But the 10-10-10 early in the season will help just feed the soil, feed the whole area, and get it ready to get a stronger crop for you.
Yeah, I did put on some winter rye on it. Which
awesome.
I usually do.
That's perfect. That'll definitely help it. Till that right in. You know, I'd till once you till that in to the soil, then once it's till, it'll be, you know, loose. That's when you could put some of the cow manure or compost or anything in it at the same time. Then use some of the 10-10-10 onto the soil and the systemic insecticide at the same time.
Wonderful. Thank you for your advice to me. I appreciate it.
Well, Martin, thank you for bringing up that. It's very helpful, something I'll pass along to everybody. Like I said, the Garden Club is meant for this, where if other people have some knowledge, I want to hear it and what you've been successful with. So thank you, Marlene, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. You're doing a terrific job. Your dad is very proud of you, I'm sure.
Thank you. I hope so.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we'll get to all your questions.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, where our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Donna in Massachusetts.
Donna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I purchased about 6 or 8 bags of bulbs, like narcissus and tulips and whatnot, in the fall. I got a chance to put 3 of them down. I still have 3. Can I put those into pots? Would I water them in? Can I put them in the cellar? Pull them up. When do I pull them up and get some light on them? Your advice on that.
So you can definitely pot them in pots. You want to get them into, they want to have a dormancy period. That's the biggest thing about bulbs. That's why you put them in the fall. Allow it to have that like cold period, the thawing, the freeze period, to force it to bloom. So the more you can do for it to get that way, the better. But putting them in soil is definitely one way you really need to, is something you can do instead of just waste what you have. excuse me, I'm sorry. So that, you can actually get some production out of it. What I'd want you to do at this point, grab the bulbs and squeeze them and make sure that they're still hard.
I did that. They are.
Okay, perfect. So now you can get some pots, maybe some 12-inch, plastic pots.
Okay.
Go to a local nursery. Some of them might have some left over from the season. Exactly. So definitely do that, and from there, you want to put them into the soil just like you would put them in the ground, the same distance, from the top, same everything. It's you would just pretend it's the grounds and get it into the soil, but you want it to have that cold period.
Okay,
you can water them in to the soil. You'd want to do the same way as like a seed starter when you use the soil, because you don't want the soil to be so dry that it doesn't hold the water. When you plant something in the fall, it has time to still actually get water, absorb some of those extra type things. Whereas if you were to plant it now, you obviously don't have the outside weather, etc. So that's why I would water the soil first. So any of the soil you put in, make sure it's wet. Uh-huh. Not like soaking wet, but wet, so that it'll absorb water over time.
And any particular potting soil or...?
You could use, on this, you could use a little bit of a heavier soil, just like a regular potting soil. There are soils out there that are called soilless mixes. You would want to have one that's maybe a little bit heavier potting soil, just because, inevitably you're going to want to try to put these in the ground, maybe, or if you just want to keep them in the pots for, and move them around in the spring. It just might be a little bit better for them. They're used to being outside in the ground. You could, if you wanted to, instead of putting them in a basement, you could put them at the side of a house, maybe in the corner of a house that doesn't get too windy, and cover them up with a little bit of salt marsh hay, or you can put mulch around the outside of them. You could also, cover them with leaves.
Okay, underneath the deck would be fine, ideal?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. You could definitely do that, but you want to put something around the pots, so it's like insulating them. It could be leaves that have been, that are in the yard. It could be salt marsh hay. It could be mulch. It could be soil. You just want to protect them, because by having them in a pot, the bulb is exposed to the freeze a little bit more than it would be in the ground.
Right.
So that's why you just want to protect it a little bit.
Okay, and then when do I pull them out and get them some sunlight?
Once I'd start bringing them out, beginning of April. Once the ground starts to thaw a little bit, there's not snow on the ground, just to give them a little bit of the light.
Like when you kind of see the bulbs coming up a little bit, normally.
Yeah, maybe even a little bit earlier than that.
Okay.
Once you start to see those first bulbs that pop up, sometimes it's crocus, sometimes it's others. Once you start to see those going, then you can start to bring them out maybe a little bit earlier.
Awesome. And one other question. If I do leave them in the pots, because I'm thinking of making as gifts for my daughters for Mother's Day,
yep.
What do I do afterwards? The same thing you would do as if they were in the ground. Let them die down, wait till they're...
Yeah, identical. Everything would be the same.
Okay. Thank you so much, Patrick. Very helpful.
Thanks, Donna, for the phone call. We appreciate it, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and your family.
Thank you. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll try to do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. See you on the other side of the break.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says his nation is ready to talk with the United States on a wide-ranging agenda. He makes the offer in a New Year's letter to President Trump. The Russian leader also sending letters to leaders of Syria, China, Japan, and the UK. Environmental and health researchers expressing concerns that new lighter regulations on mercury emissions could be endangering lives.
The Trump administration on Friday targeted an Obama-era regulation that was credited with helping to reduce toxic mercury pollution from coal-fired power plants. Former Obama administration EPA official Janet McCabe.
Since this rule was implemented, mercury emissions have gone down by about 80% from that industry as a whole, and that's a pretty remarkable reduction.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, where our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, so give us a call. And we got somebody right on the line now, so we're going to go right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Tom in Arkansas.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
When we grow potatoes down here, in the last few years, we get what looks like a wire that's just a little line that goes into the potato flesh. I was wondering, is there something natural and not deleterious to earthworms and things that we could do? I think it's a worm doing that.
So now, can you? So it's what's happening to the potato?
Well, we get a looks like a wire that worked its way into the flesh. I'm sure it's a tunnel from a worm, or I think it is.
Okay, so is it go the whole thing, or is it?
It usually goes about halfway.
Okay, and now, how are the growing conditions there?
I've got a clay loam soil. Generally, we don't let it get too dry. We dig them in July.
I'm trying to think. There are potato borers. They usually go into the stem. It's usually a stem borer versus into the root, into the potato itself. I'm trying to think here. So it's always in the potato.
Yes, sir. The plant seems to do well, but dig the potatoes up, cut one open, and got this looks like a little thin black tunnel going into it.
Okay, so there is a thing called wireworm.
Yeah.
So it would make sense that it would look like a wire. A wireworm is going to do everything to that. I'm trying to think how we can get rid of it. And you're looking for organic, right?
Right, yeah.
Well, obviously you're trying to eat it. So there is a product from the Brimbonide, and it's non-organic, but you can actually use it into a certain point of growth. It's called 8. They also have a bug killer that could be used for that. I'm just racking my brain to figure out what I can be doing to help you out. They usually overwinter in the they overwinter every year, obviously. One of the best ways to maybe try to get up, get out from under it and kill it, maybe nematodes, beneficial nematodes.
Oh, okay.
That might be a good one to put into the soil, because they have them in like a ball, like a tennis ball size, maybe a little bit bigger, and you mix it into a liquid and you can spray over the whole soil, and that will actually turn into about 10 million active nematodes to get into the soil. So that could be something to do. Crop rotation is one of them.
Oh, yeah.
So rotating where you put them.
Right.
Instead of, keeping them in the same spot every year.
Sure.
There's, you could try a soil drench, but that's usually like the last thing you would do. Maybe if you did like a crop rotation and you put them in another area, you could, that area that you haven't used, maybe use like a pyrethrin, a liquid form to spray over the soil to kill what's in there. But I think your best one is going to be beneficial nematodes and crop rotation.
Yeah.
So maybe the other thing you could do is add more, the first 6 to 8 inches. Don't make them as favorable. So you want to cultivate it. You don't want it to be like the perfect. You want it to be perfect for the potato, but you don't want it to be perfect for the adults who are putting eggs into the soil, into the area. So you want to, cultivate the top 6 to 8 inches early and mix it up. So what it's doing is pulling some of those eggs into the surface. It's also crushing some of them with the rototiller. It's just bringing them to the top, so they're not just just sitting in the soil and eventually becoming adults and coming up. But I think the beneficial nematodes will be helpful for you.
Okay.
Other areas you could use, there's organic insect killers out there, from EcoSmart. There's some others out there that you could spray in the areas that you don't have the potatoes in. You could do it in the potatoes as well because it's organic. But in all the other areas to try and get rid of them anywhere else to help prevent it from going elsewhere. Because sometimes they'll go into, like, corn as well.
Oh, yeah.
They might also go into any other root-type vegetables, like a radish or like carrots, that type of thing. So just take a look. So if you do a crop rotation, don't put something that's going to be produced mostly underground in that area. Maybe put tomatoes or peppers, something along that line, so that while you're rotating it, it doesn't have the host plant there to kill it.
Would marigolds be helpful?
Marigolds are more for a repellent for bunnies and that type of thing above ground. I think, what I would also suggest for overwintering purposes is put in some winter rye into the soil to help benefit the soil over winter.
Yeah.
And then because that'll help add nutrients to the soil, and then mix that into the spring. Gives you a reason to have to rototill in the spring.
Yeah.
Mix it into the soil, beneficial, and then bring up those larvae from the lower parts to the above ground to kill them and expose them to weather and, even birds. Birds will consume the larvae from the from these wireworms.
Okay. All right. There's several things we can try. I appreciate
right.
it.
No problem. Good luck. And you know, the one thing I want to just add is that some of the life cycle can take about 2 to 6 years. So you might have to do this for a number of years before you really eradicate it. This isn't just one of those one and done type things. You want to do it a couple times.
Okay.
All right.
You bet. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom,
okay.
And good luck.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here for another about 20 minutes to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call and see what we can do to help you. You know, as Tom was talking about, different controls in organic. Obviously, you want to use everything in your power to use organic, especially when it's something you're eating. You want to just be safe. Now, there is some controls out there that you can use that do have some sort of chemical in them, but they need to be done early to take so that the runoff and everything is taken care of and gone through. The other thing you can do is just take a look at some beneficial insects for an organic way versus just using sprays. You know, ladybugs is a good way to do some of the small plants, the aphids and white flies and mites and that type of thing. Praying mantids, they love all different types of insects. If you get one of those praying mantis eggs, if you will, it's not really an egg. It doesn't have the outer hard shell. It'll produce a couple hundred praying mantids for the garden. And seeing praying mantids in the garden is a good thing because they're actually helping take care of some of the insects. Seeing ladybugs in the garden early might be an indicator, all right, there's some issues, there's some sort of insect in here. You can take a look at the plants a little bit more. But just realize with ladybugs, the way they actually eat is one way. So they'll go, say they start at point A, they're going to head to point B, to C, to D, to E, to F, etc. They're not going to go from A to B, then A, then C, then back to A. They're always going straight. They just go one way. They'll go in the areas around it, but they're not coming back. They're not ones that will come back for food. They're just going to go one way. As soon as they go that way, they're just going to be gone from where you put them out. But those are some really good ways to do any insects that are above ground. And then we talked about beneficial nematodes, putting those into the ground. Different areas, depending upon the temperature that the soil gets, not all of them overwinter that well. So you're going to have to do it multiple seasons in a row. And these are the nematodes. They have some for the lawn and some for the garden for certain ones. So you can definitely put them in either. But really take a look at your zone and find out where, you know, which nematodes are the best. There's a company out there that I know my father has talked with multiple times called Orcon. You can find them online. Companies, garden centers will carry their products. And like I said, a ladybug and praying mantids, they're very common. It's called organiccontrol.com is their website. There's some really good information on the different ones that you can use and all the different bugs. They have fungus gnat control, predatory mites, grub control, flea destroyer, beneficial nematodes. I mean, it's just got a bunch of different ones in there. They got lace wings, praying mantids, mason bees, ladybugs, etc. So take a look at their website, organiccontrol.com. And in the spring, a lot of the garden centers are going to have ladybugs and praying mantids. They might also have one that has ladybugs and green lace wings. But you can also order these online from their website to really get into the soil. I think it's very beneficial to use these. The more we can get of the insects that are beneficial into the lawn, into the area, into nature is beneficial. You'll notice that like ladybugs, there'll be about like 500 in a cup. They have some that do like 250. They keep them in a cold refrigerator to keep them dormant, and once they warm up, then they start to become active. I like to make sure I put them out at night, so it's not during the hot sun of the day. They can go out, start to have that warm up sensation, then cool down while they're out there, and then feed. So that's one of the best ways to do it. As the praying mantid comes in like an egg, as I said, it's in a like a cocoon, if you will, and that one, it takes about 2 to 3 weeks for it to hatch once you purchase it, and it's crazy to see how many little praying mantids come out of that. But those are two of the beneficial insects out there that you should definitely look into doing in your garden if you've had pests in the past. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Just a couple minutes left in the show. We'll do everything we can to help you out.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have a couple minutes left before the end of the show. We'll be back next week to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Let's go right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Gonna slaughter the name of this town, but it's Chris in Pecasset.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Oh, good morning. And he did get the town name right. It's part of Bourne, a village. But anyway, I'm really just calling to say Happy New Year, and that your dad came and did a garden consultation in July, and anyway, it was just great, and I met him before when he was doing, like, live broadcasting at garden centers at Pondscape, and I know he's looking down at you and smiling, and you're doing an excellent job.
Thank you so much, Chris. I feel like he's with me when I do this. I feel like he's sitting next to me. He'll nudge me when I'm... you know, need to know something. So I appreciate you calling and let us know that. Happy New Year to you as well. He's a big influence on us all.
Definitely. Yes, and happy, healthy New Year to you and your family and mom and everyone.
Thank you. You as well.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so it's we're almost out of time. We've got a couple minutes left, but, you know, it is that time of year where you reflect on the year and you see what, you know, was good, what was bad. Obviously, we know what the bad was. We lost my father, the leader of the show, the leader of the Paul Parent Garden Club. You know, he was an incredible man. and has had a wealth of knowledge that we all try to get. Somebody who I've always looked up to since I was little. Always wanted to go to work with my dad. When we had a garden center up in Maine called the Family Patch, I would want to go there on weekends just to work with him. I started off when I was 6 years old just to hang out with Dad and see him. And, you know, 30 years later, here I am taking over for what he did because of what he did for me. He was an incredible man, and he's surely missed by everyone, surely missed by me, my mother, my family. But we have all the good times that we had with him to remember him by. So, you know, it's bittersweet. But those were some sad times this year, in the middle of the year. But, you know, some of the good things that happened to us is, you know, my daughter was born in February. My father got to meet her and be with her and get lots of smiles out of her, be with his wife for 40-something years. Those are great things. Just to be with family, you know, being with my mom and seeing her. She's, you know, on the road right now, headed down to Florida for a little bit, and see the family down there. She's going to make some stops, see some good friends, Ricky, and my aunt's going to drive a bit with her. So it's going to be a good time for her to remember all the good times that she had with my father. You know, made sure she's off and ready to go. She's got the three dogs in tow, ready to go. I saw some pictures online this morning. They're eager to go. And when I talked to her in between one of the breaks, she had just passed my exit in Lowell, ready to go. So good luck on the trip, Mom. And it'll be a better 2019. And we hope that it works out for everybody. For everybody out there, thank you so much for listening to me for, you know, the past couple months and for listening to my father for years and years. We'll continue to give you gardening answers and help you with problems for your garden, etc. So come back on Sundays from 6 to 10. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. And we'll be back next week at 6 to answer some more questions. And one thing I took from my father's office yesterday, which I was always looking at when I did the show, is there's a poster that he has from Apollo 13. And it says right on it, "Failure is not an option." And, Dad, I know you're listening. I won't fail you. I'll make this happen. We'll take care of everybody. We miss you. We love you. But we're going to keep on keeping on in the new year and keep you proud. So get with us next week, and we'll be back in 2019. So I guess I'll see you next year, everyone. But until then, be good to each other. Plant something. Hug somebody that you love this new year. And we'll see you next week in 2019 for a good gardening year. So long, everybody. Happy New Year.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.